Today's program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's a great day here at Tri-Scepter Productions, where we produce the Superhuman Radio Show. I want to welcome all the listeners from Anabolic Minds. You can now listen to Superhuman Radio while you are navigating and browsing the forum, the single best bodybuilding, fitness, nutrition forum on the internet. In my humble opinion, Erin Doherty does an amazing job of running a tight ship there, where you will not find the typical keyboard cowboys and riffraff that you find at a lot of these other forums. Just healthy discussion, people helping people reach their goals. And now, Superhuman Radio is going to help contribute. And we want the audience there to participate here. So we're going to be sourcing guests from the Anabolic Minds community to have on the show in the upcoming weeks and months. Very, very exciting time. We got a great show planned for you today. First of all, during the first hour, we're going to have my good friend Brooks Kubik, who, by the way, has the greatest garden in Louisville. I've seen it with my own eyes. It's amazing. And we will talk about that shortly. We're going to be talking about how to strengthen tendons and ligaments, a very, very critical but overlooked issue until you snap something. Second half of the show, we're going to have George Richardson on, and he is who is also known as the calisthenic king. And we're going to be talking about body weight exercise. When all you have available to you is body weight, what can you do to build a best physique? Okay, so let's get started with the interview. Brooks, how you doing, man?
Hey, Carl, I'm great.
First of all, I want to thank you so much for your generosity, for all of the wonderful vegetables that you gave us the other day. We ended up eating, had guests over, and we made sure that everyone who was tasting the salad knew that this was grown right in the Highlands, right in the heart of the city of Louisville, actually.
I'm going to bet that they really enjoyed it because, as you know, that garden is 100% natural and organic. I make my own compost. I put a lot of care and attention into that garden.
You gather rainwater just to water the plants with. You have buckets. You have drums of rainwater there that you use to water the plants. I mean, how much more natural can it get?
Well, we need to do that because the garden's so big, it needs so much water.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we've got a situation right now in the backyard where, you know, we're building in food security and we're building in nutrition security. And I think I can probably safely say taste security as well.
Yeah, unbelievable taste. Really, there's no denying when you get something that's fresh out of the ground or even, you know, even when it comes to animal protein. I bought a chicken the other day at the farmer's market 2 days after it was killed. I mean, you cannot believe the difference in flavor of this chicken versus the chicken that you buy at the grocery store. So anyway, you're right. It tastes amazing. Great stuff. Thank you very much.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I also want to share with you, I've taken my, what I like to call my cardio preserving workout to a new level. As you know, I was doing breathing squats combined with farmer's walks. I've added a third movement to the process now.
What's that?
After I do my farmer's walks and drop my dumbbells, I then grab half the weight of dumbbells. So I grab 250s and I do plyometric squats, 10 reps, where I leap as high into the air as I can. And then I rest and then I do my breathing squats followed by my farmer's walks followed by now plyometric squats.
That's pretty killer three exercise cycle. How many do you do in a typical workout?
I do 3 to 4 sets depending on how I feel. I've gone up in weight, and also I'm alternating between the power squat machine, which obviously gives you the benefit of not having to stabilize the weight. I have now started to work back into free weight, bar squats, and I'm starting out very light. I did 265 the other day for 10 reps breathing squats, followed by farmer's walks, followed by plyometrics. And then today I did my squat machine, the power squat machine, which obviously I can go much heavier. I have like five plates and a 25 on each side with that because I'm not stabilizing the weight. It's a totally different movement.
Wow. So, and is that twice a week, three times a week?
I'm actually doing that twice a week. I've got a two-day split. I'm doing arms separately on one day because my arms desperately need work. I've ignored them long enough. And so I do the routine that I just mentioned combined with three different push-pull movements of three sets each. So I'll do hammer strength rows followed with dumbbell presses and, you know, that sort of thing. I'll do three movements, three sets each, 10 to 12 reps of those. And so that's my upper body routine combined with my cardio preservation routine.
That's very good. So you've got the upper body, the cardio preservation, and the big biceps program.
And second day, I come in, I do buys and tries exclusively, and I just hammer the heck out of them. And then I take a day or two off, and then I come back and do it again.
Wow, sounds good.
Yeah, so I'm experimenting with it. And so far, I feel really good. And by the way, after all of that, I sit in 140-degree sauna for 20 to 30 minutes, and I shave in there, by the way. Best shave you can ever get is in the sauna. Then I jump directly into an ice-cold, freezing, only the cold water on shower. I gasp for air. I feel like I'm going to pass out. My eyes even get bloodshot from the surge of blood from jumping into that ice-cold shower. But I'll tell you something. When I walk out of that gym, I feel like King Kong.
I recall one time when I was in high school living in the Chicago suburbs, and it was in the middle of winter, and we were traveling to an out-of-town meet, and so we stayed at a hotel. And we were able to go from the sauna, which was in the swimming pool, dive into the swimming pool, and they had the pool set up so it was both inside and outside. So you could dive in on the inside and then swim out and pop up outside, and you're in the middle of winter in the Chicago area, so it's really cold. And then you go back, and so we were going from sauna to, snow, and a couple of those, and you felt like you were living on another planet.
It's an amazing, they call it contrasting. Mm-hmm. And it really is, I think that there's some benefits there if I could find the right people to come and talk about it. I have a funny feeling there's some amazing benefits to what I'm doing because you cannot feel this good after doing something like that without it having a profound benefit to your body. I just feel, I mean, keep in mind, the water is ice cold. I'm not even tempering it with even a little hot. It's just pure cold water. So after that long sauna, where I am dripping sweat and my body temperature is probably up at least a degree and I'm in there shaving for 30 minutes, I just step into an ice cold shower and I literally gasp for air. I mean, I could feel my pulse arise. I could feel my blood pressure rise. I could feel my head swell. I get woozy for a couple seconds, but I just keep dousing myself in ice cold water, trying to catch my breath. And then all of a sudden it kind of passes and I relax and my mm-hmm. body temperature stabilizes. And I feel exhausted for about 10 minutes after that, but then by the time I'm ready to leave the gym, I feel amazing.
Wow. Do you ever do hot and cold alternating showers to promote recovery?
No. Actually, my good friend Anthony Roberts wrote about contrast showers. They actually may have some benefits as stimulating protein synthesis. There mm-hmm. is some evidence of that. So, yeah, I've heard of it.
It's something that a lot of the European countries have done with their weightlifters for a long time, and you read about it every now and then. It's pretty effective if you remember to do it.
And it's hard to do too, with so many of us being rushed.
Yep.
You know, I'm pressing the gas pedal to get into the studio, and I have work to do. So generally, I have to get started pretty early to train in the morning. Today I got started a little late. It was a little difficult, but I'm gonna do it. I have to get it out of the way. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to make any excuses. And I did, and I feel so much better for it. Listen, Brooks,
good.
We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get on task here.
Sounds good.
Just give my listeners a little peek on what we're going to be talking about today.
We're going to be talking about building what the old timers called the snooze. S-I-N-E-W-S, meaning the tendons and the ligaments, which are the key to strength.
And you always you used to hear that term when someone was lean and tough looking, they would say he is sinewy looking.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
So, yeah. So we're going to talk about building the sinews, then. In other words. Okay.
Yeah, and you know, as you noted, it's a word that most people don't even know nowadays.
Yes, it's an old world term. Absolutely. Okay. Look,
yes.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick up the subject. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lift your hands and voices. Free your mind and join us. You can feel it in the air. Oh.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to AgeForce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AgeForce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's OPResource.net. At OPResource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today, opresource.net.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. There's another gentleman I have to just thank over at Anabolic Minds also. His name is Greg Parsons. He is the go-to guy that's helping us get everything set up on Anabolic Minds, the Superhuman Radio player. There'll be the archive list there. The Anabolic Minds community will have access to everything from one spot. So I want to thank Greg for his hard work and attention to helping us integrate this relationship quickly. Okay. Why is building sinew? Why is it important? Why is it even important that I pay attention to my ligaments and tendons? I mean, this is a rhetorical question, but I want you to say the answer.
Okay, sure. Well, there's a two-part response, and one part is purely dealing with the realm of injury prevention and keeping the body strong and healthy. Let's talk real quickly about terminology. Sinews is really, as you said, an old world or old school term. What it really means are the tendons and the ligaments. The tendons are cables in the body that connect the muscles to the bones. And the way that you generate power is when your muscle contracts, the muscle pulls, and it doesn't pull on the bone, it pulls on the tendon, and the tendon pulls on the bone. So it's the attachment of the muscle to the bone, that's the tendon, and as the muscles get stronger, you want the tendons to get stronger. Otherwise, you start to run into a problem or a potential problem with injury because your muscular strength is going to start outrunning your tendon strength.
And we hear about this all the time. This especially becomes prevalent in drug-using athletes who use drugs that are highly androgenic, like trenbolone, for instance, that build great strength, like DHT derivatives, that build great strength far, far faster than the body can upregulate the structural changes that are required to carry that strength. You hear about athletes all the time shearing muscles completely, just snapping them right off from the insertion or the origination point on the bone. And that's because the muscle is contracting with such force that the actual tendon cannot stay attached.
That's absolutely true. And the interesting thing is you did not hear about those injuries 40 or 50 or 60 years ago.
Right. Before the introduction of drugs that made you stronger faster than you were capable of handling that strength. You know what this is akin to? I know I like to use automotive analogies, but anybody who's ever built a hot rod knows that everybody goes out and drops a lot of money on a super powerful engine.
Right.
So you drop a 600 horsepower motor in the car, and all of a sudden you find out how weak your chassis is and that your rear end and your suspension system isn't up for the job because the first hole shot rips the rear end right out from under the car.
Bob Hoffman, in his book Secrets of Strength, used the phrase to start his chapter on tendon and ligament strength: a chain is no stronger than its weakest link. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So what can be done to help ensure that your ligaments and tendons are increasing their tensile strength fast enough to keep up with your muscle gains?
Okay. Well, let me just jump back to one thing real quick.
Sure.
We told people what tendons are. Now let's talk about ligaments. Ligaments are the fibrous structure, the cords in the body that hold the bones together. So tendons attach muscle to bone. Ligaments hold the bones together.
Okay.
So, tendons do not stretch very much, very minimally. Ligaments, the same. They're very powerful cords. They're connective tissue.
Okay.
You know, they hold things together, but they don't move or contract. They don't lengthen and then go back to their original.
Right. They're static.
They're static.
They're not dynamic.
Right, they're different than muscle. Okay, so with that in mind, how do you train them? The answer is extremely heavyweight resistance, short-range limited movement, or even no movement at all.
I was just going to say, what about just a static load? You know what I just thought of? When I am doing breathing squats and I'm standing there for those five breaths in between mm-hmm. each of those, am I not loading my body with the type of resistance that will stimulate soft tissue creation in ligaments and tendons?
Well, you absolutely are. And Joseph Heiss, one of the original pioneers of the breathing squat, eventually got to the point where he stopped doing the breathing squat and he replaced it with a breathing shrug, where you have a huge weight on your shoulders obviously you're doing this in a power rack so that, you can lower the bar to the safety pins. You know, it's just an inch below the bar, so you can lower it. But I'm talking about having 600, 800, 1,000 pounds on the bar, really
right.
heavy weight.
Right.
And instead of not even doing a quarter squat, you simply do a breathing movement, raising the shoulders, shrugging the shoulders as high as you can. And he thought that was such a phenomenal way to develop the entire body, including all of the cartilage and the snooey structures of the body,
right,
that he came up with a phrase, the cartilage mass theory of development.
Really?
Yes. And he said, just standing with the heavy weight on your shoulders and breathing up and down starts to strengthen all of the tendons and ligaments and the cartilages, including those in the rib cage,
mm-hmm.
because of that deep forced breathing against heavy resistance. And he said, if you take someone and you train them on that and you develop the cartilage mass, when you then switch back to more conventional strength training or bodybuilding with full range reps, you're going to have someone who immediately takes off and gains muscle faster than you can imagine.
Now that leads me to a question. And I would have to surmise that what I'm about to say is probably true, but without doing some research, it's hard to prove. So right now I'm just postulating, but one would have to believe the body is loaded with negative feedback loops that are designed to protect the body from hurting itself. The most sophisticated is the one that protects the heart, that will not allow you to push your body any further than your heart can go. This is assuming you're a healthy individual. If you have cardiovascular disease, you're gonna gas out even with a little bit of exercise. But anyway, I would have to believe that there's probably a mechanism in the body that tells the muscles not to push any harder than the structural soundness of the body is capable of handling. So by increasing cartilage, by increasing the sinew, I have to believe you may actually unlock some of the hidden strength you have that you just didn't know you had because your body is not willing to let you injure yourself.
That's a very interesting question. It's probably one that will never be tested, because if you devised a test for it, you'd have to put your research subjects at risk.
Right, right.
But everybody who has ever tried deadlift lockouts, quarter squats, bench press lockouts, standing press lockouts, you know, really, really heavy, limited range partial movements, and those are the ones that build tendon and ligament strength. Anyone who's ever done that has found when they handle a lighter weight, they feel incredibly stronger, and they feel stronger really, really fast.
Right.
It doesn't take it all long to have a carryover effect from these exercises.
Right.
There was a time about 12 years ago I went on a special program of heavy partial push presses in the power rack. I would take the bar at the conventional starting point, dip, and drive as high as I could, and I'd try to get the bar up to about the height of my eyes.
Right.
I would use bungee cords. I put bungee cords across the top of the power rack at the height that I wanted to hit, so that I was always trying to hit those bungee cords. Obviously, I didn't want to put pins there, because hitting the metal pins, you know, would not be a good thing. So I had pins to catch the weight at the bottom, I took the weight off the bottom pin, stood up, dipped, drive, and then tried to get it up, as I said, to eyeball height. Now, when I started, my maximum one-rep push press was 275 pounds.
Right.
And I'd been there for probably about a year, maybe a bit more. I mean, that was, you know, that was a heavy weight. That was as high as I could go. I did the partial movements for six workouts over a two-week period, three times a week, for 2 weeks. I got up to where I was handling 440 pounds for for a single rep in the partial press.
Wow.
That's 440 pounds. Then I tried a new PR on the push press. And I went all the way from 275 to 302 pounds.
Wow.
So, and eventually went on to 320 pounds a couple weeks later.
And I have to believe it also affects the peripheral and central nervous system to feel that weight in your hands and then actually try to do the movement with a lighter weight.
It absolutely does. It does a number of things. It sets the nervous system on fire. It tremendously activates the nervous system. It strengthens the tendons. It strengthens the ligaments. It builds confidence like you can't imagine. I mean, you know, if you can drive 440 pounds off your shoulders, you know, 6 inches into the air, then 300 pounds, you know, strange as it seems, it's going to feel light. And you're going to think, that's just 300 pounds. It's going to look lighter. You know, you're going to be thinking of, you know, all the plates on the bar loaded up to 440, and then when you see 300, you're like, ah, that's nothing. You know. And, Carl, as you said, I think that as you integrate the nervous system, as you strengthen the tendons, as you strengthen the ligaments, I really do think that you are increasing the body's ability to simply train harder without saying, stop, you're going to break.
Right.
You know, somehow you're changing the setting on that stop switch.
Yeah. Yeah, I buy that. I buy that,
yeah,
a lot. I think that there's a certain level of adaptation. And, you know, adaptation sometimes needs to be coaxed instead of forced. You know, and a lot of the stuff we do in the gym, trying to build greater strength. At least my goal is always to build greater strength. And I do want to have a nice physique. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But first and foremost, it's to build greater strength. And a lot of the stuff we do to build greater strength is really arduous, hard work. But sometimes greater strength can come through coaxing. And through coaxing, what we're talking about is this type of work where you're just loading the bar and standing there with the weight on your back. You're not going to go down. You're not going to go up. You're not going to move. But just allowing your body to synchronize with that weight, if you will, for no other term, and get used to feeling that weight and doing that time and time again until there's no fear about holding that weight on your back. And then going back to the movement that you normally do full range and adding some weight to it and finding out that even without doing reps, you've gotten stronger. So there's a lot to this. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about more things that you can do to build the soft tissue, the tendons, and the ligaments. We're talking with Brooks Cubic. You can learn more about Brooks and read his blog by going to BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com. We'll be right back. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E. ER.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The trial
Pioglitazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
If you have not tried Kodiak Cream yet, don't waste another minute. You can get a free trial sample at superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream will relieve pains and aches without NSAIDs or pharmaceuticals. It's all natural, herbal. This stuff works, and it works fast. You can get a 6-application sample. Go to superhumanradio.com. At the bottom of the page, you will see a little banner to get yourself a free sample of Kodiak Cream. Check it out today. Supplies will not last long. My guest, Brooks Kubik. BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com, the home of dinosaur training. Brooks is one of the people keeping the flame of physical culture alive. And today we're talking about really old world styles of becoming stronger by strengthening something that a lot of people don't think about, and that is your tendons and your ligaments. Okay, so what else can be done, Brooks, to increase the tensile strength of these very, very important structures?
Okay, well, we've been talking about support movements and partial movements with really heavy weights. I want to emphasize again that on virtually all of those exercises, you want to do them in a power rack and you want to have safety pins so that the bar, something will catch the bar if you miss.
Right.
Quick story on that. None other than Reg Park, probably one of the strongest bodybuilders of the 1950s and 60s and really one of the strongest bodybuilders of all time. Second man in the history of the world to bench press 500 pounds. Following Doug Hepburn, that was back in 1954, pressed 300 pounds, squatted 600 pounds. I mean, you know, he was a monster.
Right.
One day, Park was working out early in the morning. His training partner didn't show up, so he started doing his squats by himself. He went through a squat workout, and then he decided to do some heavy quarter squats. He's using old-fashioned freestanding squat stands, not a power rack and not a step style rack, just stands.
Right.
He loads the bar to 1,000 pounds, gets under it, stands up, steps back, does his quarter squats, finishes his set, steps forward to rack the bar, all by himself, no spotter.
Right.
Okay? And he realizes that he can't put the bar back on the rack. Because it's pressing him down so much, he's now too short to re-rack it.
Yeah.
So you know, everything that we're talking about, use a power rack for it. The exception would be partial deadlifts or partial trap bar deadlifts.
Yeah, because you could just drop that.
Well, not only that, but you can take them off of two concrete blocks,
right,
cinder
okay.
blocks.
Okay.
That's what a lot of guys do, you know, and that makes an easy partial movement. But anyhow, you know, heavy partials are one way to train the tendons and ligaments. The other is, you know, very simple, and that is do low reps and even heavy singles in your training. You can train your conventional full-range movements, but, you know, if you're doing five reps or less, you're really training for strength, and part of that strength training is you're going to have a thickening effect on the tendons and the ligaments. So that's something that anyone can do in their training, and you can do it either as an exclusively strength-oriented program, or you can do a combination of strength and mass, which would be five reps, six reps on some sets, drop into five. If you want, you can do a pyramid, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2. It, you know, it doesn't matter what you do, but, you know, think about starting to work in lower reps, heavy singles, because they're the ones that build the strength. They build the skeletal structure, the ligament, and the tendons.
I just want to expound a little bit on something
sure.
you just mentioned. Doing singles, heavy singles, is a wonderful exercise routine if you want to change things up once in a while. And, you know, maybe you've been doing, you're doing a periodized program where every 3 months or every 2 months you're changing completely. One of the things that I've experimented with that really works, and this is nothing original. I remember reading about this on a forum years and years ago. But you start out doing heavy singles, and you do 10 sets of singles. And over the course of the 3 months, you go from 1 minute of rest in between to 45 seconds to 30 seconds. The objective is to, at the end of this period, to actually be able to do 10 continuous reps with that weight. Imagine the strength building, of a program like that.
Wow. That would be interesting. Now I do virtually nothing but single reps now. I sometimes do fives and trap bar deadlifts, doubles on front squats and so on. But most of my work is heavy singles, has been for a long, long time. And, you know, I cover that in all my books, Dinosaur Training, Strength, Muscle, and Power. Has a lot of, you know, both have a lot of sections on single rep training, also a lot of sections on the, you know, the heavy partials that we've been talking about. Now, those have been really, really effective. Another person who used those with tremendous benefit, someone I mentioned earlier, Doug Hepburn, first man in history to bench press 500 pounds, really the father of powerlifting.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they call him. Well, he trained using a very low rep powerlifting style of training, and by that I'm saying he focused on deadlifts, squats, bench presses, and overhead presses, and he built tremendous strength. He got so strong that he was able to compete in Olympic weightlifting, even though he did not have the skill set of a typical highly trained Olympic weightlifter. He was able to power the weights up through sheer strength alone. And in 1953, he won the world championship in Olympic weightlifting.
Wow.
Hepburn had all kinds of interesting training programs using low reps and heavy singles. I've detailed them. I've got a series of courses going called History's Strongest Men and How They Trained. Volume 1 is Doug Hepburn, and it goes through his training in detail. It gives 10 different programs. Based on the kind of training that he did, his workouts as reported in magazines back in the 50s, and the types of programs that he used to train gym members at the gym that he ran in Vancouver. So that's a really good resource for anyone who's interested in low-rep training, singles, different programs, different ways to do them. And you can't argue with Hepburn's results. I mean, he got so strong, he could push press 500 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, and
wow.
I'm not talking about anything other than taking a bar off his squat stands, stepping back, bends his knees, pow, he pushes it overhead. 500 pounds. Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
and that's back in the 50s.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is amazing.
So, you know, you've got, as I said, the heavy supporting movements, the partial movements in the power rack, lower reps, single reps, all very valuable tools. Here's another one, and this is something I talk about in dinosaur training, and I think the discussion of this in dinosaur training really put this on the map. I also cover it in my book, Strength, Muscle, and Power. Thick-handled barbells and thick-handled dumbbells.
Really?
Why? Thick-handled barbells and dumbbells have a tremendous strengthening effect, a thickening effect on the ligaments and tendons in the hands, the fingers, the thumbs, the wrists, and the forearms. And if you look at the forearm development of the old-time lifters, many of whom trained almost exclusively with thick-handled weights, and you know the reason why they did that.
Why?
Well, a lot of them were professional strongmen. They had strongman acts that they did on stage.
Well, yeah, and they had to be able to grab thick things and lift them up overhead, right?
Well, right. But see, the other thing was when they would do that, they would always have some smart aleck in the audience who said, "Hey, I know a guy who's stronger than you. He's sitting right next to me."
Right.
And of course, it'd be some, you know, big stevedore, you know, some piano mover, some big burly strong guy, but not a weightlifter, but a big strong guy. Okay, so now you're the strong man. What do you do? Do you say, "Well, you know, come over to the gym and we'll see what you can do"? No, everyone would laugh you off the stage. So you have to let him come on stage and challenge him. And what these guys would do is they'd have a challenge dumbbell or a challenge barbell with a thick handle. And unless you practiced using those, there was no way you could lift one.
I was just going to say, so these guys had a great disadvantage because they probably couldn't even grasp the stem on that barbell.
Exactly. They literally could not lift it off the ground, and then the strongman would walk over, clean it, and either press it or bent press it, and people wouldn't be able to believe it, and they would think, you know, he lifted with ease a weight that the strongest guy that we know can't even budge. So, you know, that's one reason that they did that, and because they were professionals and this was their livelihood, they got really, really serious about doing that that grip training. George F. Jowett talks about John Grun Marx, an old-time German strongman. He did something very interesting. He started with regular dumbbells of normal diameter handle, and then he wrapped tin foil around the dumbbell to make it thicker. And as he got stronger, he started wrapping more and more and more until finally he was doing exercises with dumbbells that weighed 100 pounds or more that had 3-inch thick handles.
Wow.
And you can just picture the strength required to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So if someone wanted to take advantage of this, they should start training with thick-handled dumbbells and barbells. But that's not always so easy. You can't find that sort of stuff in the average gym today. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about alternatives to achieving this, okay?
Sure.
All right, stay tuned. We're talking with Brooks Cubic. When we come back after Brooks is done with his interview, we're going to have George Richardson on, known as the Calisthenic King, been on numerous news magazine shows, talking about what you can do with just body weight when all you have is your body weight to work with. We'll be right back.
Stand up, go get on the floor. It's lonely, mate. I know what you like. I have just had a break, y'all. Good evening, ladies. I tell you from the start, I'm hoping you enjoy
CoQ10 my CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol, with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
You're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show. First hour, we're going to have Dr. Andro and Sean Casey on, talking about how to properly read and interpret research studies. The second hour, really, really important show. You know I hate Monsanto. Well, did you know that there's a website called Millions Against Monsanto? We're going to have Alexis Baden-Mayer on the show tomorrow, talking about the Organic Consumers Organization and the Millions Against Monsanto website. Right now we're talking with Brooks Kubik about strengthening those sinewy parts of your body. Okay, what if I mean, I know that there's a company out there now that makes something called Fat Grips or something like that. So that's obviously one alternative. But what if I don't want to buy that? And how can I get a thick bar effect in the average gym?
Well, one thing you can do is talk the gym owner into buying at least one thick bar, or buy it yourself and keep it at the gym. I mean, you know, those are options that I've done when I've trained at home at gyms.
How much is it, a thick bar?
Depending on the bar, you can probably get one for, I'm guessing, $120 to $200.
Okay.
Right. I mean, they're expensive, but, you know, we're talking about training, and, you know, guys and gals are serious about their training, you know, and it's an investment. Lasts forever. You're not going to break it. The other thing, I mean, you know, a lot of people do this. very heavy-duty plumber's pipe, steel pipe, 7 foot length, just under 2 inches thick. That'll fit Olympic bar, Olympic plates.
Okay.
There you go, and then you just put something on for inside and outside colors.
What about getting a piece of PVC, slicing it long ways so that it will expand and snap over the bar, and then grabbing that? I have to feel that that's probably not the best because it'll have a lip. Your skin could get pinched in it. It'll overlap maybe. I mean, but what other alternatives?
Well, one alternative is to take a towel, wrap it around the bar to make it the right thickness so that that PVC pipe fits over it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, and now you've got something that's going to work better, you know, than otherwise. But, you know, if we're just talking forearm and grip strength and you want something real simple, okay, very, very easy, and I don't want anyone to say it's too expensive. You get two big towels. You fold them, you roll them into a rope, you loop them over the top of a chinning bar, and you do chin-ups hanging from the looped towels, one in each hand.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what you're doing, that you know, that rope that you have created, that you've made out of the towel, is going to be about 1.5 to 2 inches thick.
Right.
So now you're doing pull-ups using the equivalent of a thick-handled pull-up bar.
Interesting.
And again, that doesn't cost anything.
Right.
You know, don't steal your wife's best bath towels or your mom's best bath towels. She will not appreciate it. And yes, I do speak from experience there.
You know, one of the things that we're not talking about right now that I just like to interject really quickly is supplements. While you're doing this type of work that's designed to stimulate the growth of the sinewy portion of your body, you have to have the building blocks for it to grow and repair. And nothing is better than glucosamine and chondroitin. And you can also add gelatin to your diet. You know, gelatin is very inexpensive. If you eat meat now, that gnarly portion of the chicken bone that you throw away, the cartilage, chew it up and swallow it, or buy gelatin. And I don't mean jello gelatin. You can use that. Don't get me wrong. But I mean real gelatin, which is usually made from beef cartilage, beef tendon, beef ligaments, and mix it in with a protein drink and drink it down. Do not drink it by itself. It tastes terrible. It really tastes like if you've ever filed your fingernails, the dust that comes off your fingernails, that smell, that's what it tastes like. It's disgusting. But these two things, glucosamine, chondroitin, obviously, and adding gelatin to your diet so you have the building blocks for the tendon and ligament repair and growth.
The other thing that is really important is to go heavy on the vitamins and minerals. And best way to do that, I think, is the organic veggies, tons of them, probably more than you could eat, so you juice them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you want that fresh vegetable, you know, just in a variety of vegetables because they all have different vitamin mineral balances. But you want a lot of stuff, and you know, Carl, you're absolutely right. There's no sense doing this kind of hard, heavy training if you're not putting a lot of good, high-powered nutrition behind it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. The lovely and talented Elisa Profumo just walked into the studio to bring me yet another praying mantis pod, but hopefully this one, we're giving this to a friend, and hopefully she will not leave it in the house or in the garage like we did so that it can hatch 250 little critters all over the garage. How are you doing, Elisa? Oh, hold on. Yeah, say hello to the audience. We're talking with Brooks Kubik right now, and your microphone is now hot.
It's not on.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Your headphone isn't on. I'm sorry.
Hey, Brooks.
Hey, Elisa, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
I told them how much we love the vegetables.
Those greens were awesome.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to come over and get some more because we've got much more than we can eat.
Oh.
Yes.
Don't we'll have be there to ask me twice.
We'll be there this weekend. You know, we should pick up a praying mantis pod for Brooks' garden.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Next week when we go to the farmer's market, we have to pick one up for him. Okay, Brooks, we're going to get you a praying mantis pod.
Excellent. I'll call it T-Rex.
There you go. There you go. Anyway, we're coming to the end of this portion of the interview. Let's go ahead and plug your websites again, Brooks.
It's www.brookscubic.com. And when you go there, go to the products page. The book Dinosaur Training, the book Strength, Muscle, and Power for the older lifters, Gray Hair and Black Iron.
Yeah.
For beginners, intermediates, and advanced men, a new book, Chalk and Sweat, which has 50 different workouts along the lines of what we've been discussing. And for anyone interested in really super heavy, old school, power-oriented, strength-oriented, mass-building programs, the Doug Hepburn training course is the way to go. I mean, that one is a really, really good addition to your training library. The other thing I'll mention is that I've got a dumbbell training DVD that shows some really neat dumbbell lifts, some with thick-handled dumbbells. And we're going to come out with a power rack training DVD that will show you those 440-pound partial push presses that I was talking about earlier in the show.
Very cool.
Yeah, and that's a pretty inspiring DVD to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, well, listen, I want to thank you for being on the show, Brooks. As you know, you'll be on again very soon. We have Brooks back on often. If you have questions for Brooks, you can email them to onair@superhumanradio.com, and I pass them along to him, and we can answer your questions in a future show. How does that sound, Brooks?
That sounds great, Carl.
All right,
love
listen,
to do it.
Thanks for being on the show today.
My pleasure. Take care.
See you, Brooks.
Goodbye, Lisa.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have George Richardson on, and he is known as the calisthenics king for a good reason. He's been on national television numerous times. The guy has built an amazing physique using nothing but body weight. And we're going to talk to him about his secrets to achieving this goal. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to ageforce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to go over a couple coupon codes for you. The best peptides in the world are at opresource.net. Use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25 to save 25% off all of their peptides. And of course, AgeForce Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch, 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4, the numeral 4. Okay. I've said it time and time again. Training is as important as sleeping and eating. You should train every single day, but you can't always get to the gym. And that's why I've said you should have dumbbells, power, kettlebells. You should have stuff at home, just like your refrigerator and your stove. You like to go out to dinner, but every now and then you got to cook at home. You should be able to work out at home. But what happens when you don't have access to any equipment at all? Let's say you are like I used to be, traveling on business, staying in hotels, and the hotel doesn't even have a moderate workout room. What do you do in order to train? Well, my next guest is an expert in body weight training. He's built an amazing physique, a world-class physique with nothing else but his body weight. His name is George Richardson, but they know him by the name Hit. How you doing, Hit?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Now, you've been on national television time and time again because you have the ability to build amazing physiques using nothing more than body weight training. Is that not true?
Yes, that is. That is very true.
Tell me how you got started with this.
Well, I've always been athletic, and I was actually introduced, you know, as a young kid to doing calisthenics, which is, you know, exercising with your natural body weight. I learned that in grade school. But I really decided to take it to a different level, and you can see that in what I do, the way I work out. You know, your basic calisthenics really stays with you. I mean, I've tried using weights, but it kind of got a little, you know, boring to me. I wanted to be more creative. I wanted to do something different. So I stuck with doing calisthenics, and my results have been phenomenal, and I'm constantly creating new things just using my own body weight.
Now, and really, I mean, you've taken it to an art form. Now, not everyone can do that, but people can learn how to do what you do because you've produced a variety of CD or DVDs, haven't you?
Yes, I've produced several DVDs. I have an instructional DVD that takes you from a very beginner to an advanced stage of learning strictly exercises using your natural body weight. It teaches you everything you need to know as far as stretching, the importance of it, the benefits of it for both men and women. A lot of people, you know, tend to steer away from, you know, doing body weight resistant exercises. But recently, within the past few years, because they've seen the results that you can achieve in a short amount of time, as long as you put that hard work in, people have grown to love it.
Now, your website, I'm going to plug it now, because if you want to see this guy's physique, it's amazing, and he uses nothing but body weight. It's Calisthenic Kings, K-I-N-G-S, C-A-L-I-S-T-H-E-N-I-C-S, K-I-N-G-Z, I'm sorry, .net. Calisthenics Kings, K-I-N-G-Z, .net. Amazing stuff. You've been featured on a number of national news magazines, haven't you?
Yes, I've been featured on Inside Edition, which is a national televised show. I've been featured on News 12. I've been featured in Exercise for Men magazine, Muscle and Fitness. I've been featured in Sweet 101, which is a Fitness Spain magazine. I've been featured in Muscle and Fitness in the Czech Republic, MSG Sports Channel, a number of prints and publications.
Now you have a signature move called the flagpole, isn't that right?
Right, it's called the human flag.
The human flag, where you are actually parallel to the ground doing what looks like a push-up in the horizontal way. It's an amazing thing. I've watched you do it, and I think it's an illusion, because while it really depends on the hand at the top of the pole to tether the body, and the lower hand is actually doing the push-up, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, amazing stuff what you do. I mean, it's just amazing the rigidity of your body while you're doing this. You got to go to his website. You got to go to Calisthenics Kings, K-I-N-G-Z.net. You also have a YouTube channel, don't you?
Yes, I have a YouTube. My YouTube is also Calisthenic Kings, Kings being spelled with a Z at the end. And you can see a number of the interviews I've had. You can also see videos that I've put up there and previews to my actual DVDs. I currently, till to date, have 6 DVDs that are doing really well. I mean, I've inspired people all over the world. All over the world. I have several different signature moves, but one of the moves that I'm well known for is the human flag. And not only because I can hold it in a static position, because I can turn it into a full workout. I can actually position myself horizontal off the ground and work my abs. I can do pull-ups and so on. So that's pretty much how, you know, people recognize me from doing that, because that's not something you see every day.
What are the advantages neuromuscularly, neurologically, to doing these types of what are considered closed-chain calisthenic-type movements for the body, as opposed to just only doing weightlifting?
There's a lot of benefits. You know, the risk factor as far as injury is much lower.
Right.
Because you're just using your body, your own body resistance. You don't need a spot or anything like that. You know, usually when you're lifting a certain amount of weight, you need a spotter, and sometimes the spotter may not, you know, be really paying attention.
Yeah, that's happened. That's happened to all of us at least once.
Right. There are a lot of pros with it. I mean, it stays with you. I believe I'm a big fan of Bruce Lee, and I idolize his form of training, his discipline, and I kind of apply that discipline to my current workouts, and he was phenomenal. Like, the things he could do with his own body, it amazed me.
Jackie Chan's the same way, right? I mean, Jackie Chan's another guy who has amazing muscular control and dexterity as far as controlling
his body. Actually, one of my signature moves came about because I saw Jackie Chan in his movie Rumble in the Bronx. He was actually working out, and I saw him do like a freestanding handstand push-up in the middle of a floor. And that was back in 1996. And when I saw him perform that move, I said that I would have to use that into my workout, because it was something I've never seen before. Till this day, when I do it and people see me do it, it's like they're amazed that you can actually do that. The equilibrium, the balance, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit about the sustainability of muscle when you use body weight. This is something that you could sustain well into the later years of your life, right? I mean, since you're not pushing heavy weight, you're just using your body weight. This is something you could do 50, 60, 70 years old.
Right. I have two words, Jack LaLanne.
Yeah, there you go.
Jack LaLanne was still able to do 100 push-ups in a certain amount of time at 90 years old,
right.
80 years old. You know,
yeah.
You can do this well off into your older age. It's like, with this form of training, I believe it keeps you young. It definitely keeps you young. It keeps you healthier. It keeps you strong, you know. Sometimes people tend to, you know, stay in the gym for a few months and then they get out of it and, you know, because they're so busy or whatever, for whatever reason, they may not continue doing weights. But they tend to look a lot different, whereas someone using their own natural body weight, there's no room for excuses. There's no, I can't make it to the gym. This is something you can do at the comfort, in the comfort of your own home,
right,
in your office. You're out on business, traveling at a hotel. You don't need any equipment. And I believe that this really keeps you young. And I believe that we have created the new age of fitness. Because, I mean, calisthenics has been around for years, since the times of the Spartans.
Right.
You know, they used to use this form of training to keep themselves looking, you know, in phenomenal, great shape for battle, so on. But we've turned it around. We've made it entertaining. We've made it inspiring and motivating. Like, I have so many people, clients who are into weightlifting that have transformed into, and they want to learn more about, you know, doing exercises with their own natural body weight. Some people always ask me, well, how can you train your legs to be in great shape by just using your own body weight?
Well, we're going to talk about that. Actually, we're going to take our first commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the ingredients of a calisthenics program that builds muscle like you have.
Right.
And then we're going to plug your DVDs as well. We're talking right now with George Hitt Richardson. He is known as the Calisthenic King, and his website is calisthenickings, KINGZ.net. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best price and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AgeForce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation, because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and
and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
If you have not tried Quest Protein Bar yet, you are missing out on the single best high protein, the best protein source, milk and whey protein. No sugar alcohols, 15 grams of fiber in a delicious protein bar. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. And you will get two free Quest Protein Bars sent to you in the mail. You pay nothing, no shipping, no handling. Just for the asking. And I promise you, once you taste the Quest Protein Bar, you will never eat another protein bar ever again but Quest Protein Bars. My guest this hour is George Hit Richardson, and he is the creator of Calisthenic Kings, K-I-N-G-Z, and their website, calisthenickings.net. Okay, George, so what is the special ingredient that is required in order to use your body weight to build muscle? Is it volume? Is it time under tension? What's the secret?
Okay. My special ingredient is what I call my 4D system. My 4D system is drive, dedication, discipline, and determination. And those are the four ingredients to start with. Now, when you start with those ingredients, you can't go wrong. The reason why is because once you're driven and dedicated to something and determined to do it, the discipline is already set there. Now you have to put it into motion. Several different exercises. You can start off with basic things.
Like push-ups.
Like push-ups. Something simple as a push-up.
How many repetitions of push-ups do I need to do? Or how many sets and how many reps do I need to do in order to stimulate the type of muscle growth that you've experienced doing only calisthenics?
Well, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. Now, you can do several different sets, but the format you do it in is you want to make your rest periods short. That way, forcing your muscle to push harder to work for maximum muscle growth.
So, in other words, embrace the fatigue.
Right.
Okay.
It's a similar factor that people use with using weights, like, you know, power lifters and so on. It's the similar same fact. The same thing applies. But I believe that this overall, I never found it logical that someone could lift 400 pounds and weigh 200 but couldn't do maybe 10 pull-ups.
Right.
I didn't find that. I don't find the logic in that.
Right, right. Why do you think that is? Is it a neuromuscular adaptation? Is it just a matter of what you teach your body, it learns, and what you ignore, it just doesn't learn?
Right. That's what I believe it is. And a lot of people that, you know, do the heavy weights and so on, they feel that, you know, the only form of fitness that's going to help their muscle grow and expand is just, you know, lifting weights. And sometimes you have to try different things. A variety of things work. For me, I believe that this works best, you know, and I've proven through training several different clients that this format is definitely a format that is going to get you results, indefinite results.
Now, what about the people who have suffered terrible injuries, like in car accidents and stuff like that, where they're just looking for a therapeutic process to start the wheels in motion so that they can start training again? Is calisthenics a good alternative for recovery and repair?
That's a great question, and I'm glad you asked that question, because anyone that's been in an accident, most times when you go to physical therapy, that is what they use to rehabilitate whatever muscles have suffered damage through that accident. They don't give you weights to use more as opposed to exercising your body with its own resistance to actually heal the muscle. And anybody that's been in an accident can pretty much relate, that's had physical therapy.
Right, right. Okay, so give me an idea of a routine that someone may learn from one of your DVDs. Where do you start them with, let's say, a beginner?
All right. I've got a very beginner who's never done this form of fitness or has never even entered a fitness program. I start at the very beginning. What you first want to do is you want to test your strength. You know, you test your strength by doing simple exercises, like, for example, a push-up. I've met people who haven't even done a basic push-up or can't do a basic push-up. So I have them start off with what I call a beginner push-up, where they're on their knees and they have their upper body, you know, leveled up to begin building strength in your upper body for push-ups. Something as simple as that. We start at the very beginning, assisted or inverted pull-ups, where you don't have to actually hang and pull yourself up to the bar, but you're assisted by your own body weight to do so.
Now, when you say, I'm trying to imagine this, an inverted push-up, how are you assisted by the bar?
Okay, an inverted pull-up, you would go on a low bar or maybe a parallel bar, where you place yourself under the bar and you grab it. It's like doing a reverse push-up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen people do this on Smith machines. They'll bring the bar all the way down, and it's and they're hanging from the bar, but almost in like a push-up fashion, and they're pulling themselves, pulling their chest to the bar.
Right, and that's how you train to begin to learn to do pull-ups. We have everything from that very beginner stage to advanced stages on my DVD. On my Bootcamp Basics DVD, we teach you everything you need to know. We have a whole video, a nutritional video section that goes into dieting, telling you how to break your foods down for healthier eating. Because with any fitness program, be it calisthenics or weights, you have to try to maintain a balanced, healthy diet in order to see the results that you want. So we break down a whole nutrition plan for you. We even give you sample diets. We tell you the benefits of stretching. A lot of people who work out tend to, you know, bypass stretching. Stretching is very important for the muscle growth.
Why is stretching so important?
I'm sorry?
Why is stretching so important?
Because when you work out, you tear your muscles. You tear your muscles. Your muscles need one time to recover, and you need to stretch your muscles in order to bring them back to help recovery.
Okay.
Stretching is also very important for your joints, because as you get older, your joints tend to deteriorate. You want to keep your joints lubricated so you're a little bit more agile and so on.
What about training legs with calisthenics? This is something that is intriguing to me, because I've always believed that the only way to train legs truly was under heavy resistance weight, like squatting and heavy leg presses. How do you assimilate, or how do you create the illusion for the muscle of this type of stress when you're just using your own body weight?
You maximize the reps, the amount of reps you do.
So you don't rest as long. It all comes down to manipulating the rest period so that you're embracing fatigue.
Manipulating the rest period and adding more reps. For example, a weightlifter may be doing 135 pounds on a squat rack, and he may do 10 reps and feel a burn. Whereas with your body weight, you may do 30 controlled, proper range of motion reps and feel the same burn or even more, because you're doing your own body weight and you're doing two times the amount of reps.
Right. So you add the reps and you manipulate the rest periods in between to embrace the fatigue.
Right. And there's several different leg exercises that I demonstrate from beginner to advanced on my DVD as well.
Like give some examples of them, besides the squat, for instance, besides that.
I do burpees for legs. I do pistol squats.
Oh, yeah, sure. One-legged squat. Right.
One-legged squats. I demonstrate two forms of one-legged squats, assisted and unassisted.
When you say assisted, you're using your arm, one of your arms, to help push yourself up?
Right. You're using one of your arms to help balance yourself.
Right.
While you go down to the proper squat form and come back up.
Now, what about this This handstand push-up? I watched you do this, where you actually roll back onto your forearms as part of the push-up, which has to torture your triceps dramatically.
Oh yeah, I call that a tiger bend. It's actually good for, it works my back, it works all the shoulder muscles, my front delts, rear delts, laterals, my triceps, my upper back. It's actually a very hard push-up because you have to be very controlled when you're doing it.
Yeah, because you're constantly using your upper body, I mean your lower body, which is actually above you, like a ballast to keep
right.
you balanced.
I actually balance my feet over my head as if to be like a scorpion, too.
How long does it take for someone to go through your DVD course and get to the point where they can do that type of a handstand push-up?
It actually depends on the individual, how disciplined they are, because it's not an easy move. There's frustration when training to do those type of moves. But if you can get past that, I think anyone can learn. I actually have a female partner on my DVD as well, and she's inspired women all over the world to actually get into this to the point where, you know, women are actually getting, you know, out of doing weights and, you know, even kettlebell into doing calisthenics, like, you know, pull-ups, push-ups, and the same moves you're mentoring, tiger bends and L-sits and so on. It's sometimes it's frustrating learning in the beginning.
Do you use the wall to assist you when you're learning to do a handstand push-up? Is it acceptable to get yourself into position with your feet against the wall?
I actually don't recommend using the wall, and the reason why is because if you use the wall, you constantly look for that support when you're learning to do it freestanding. There's 7 different variations that I've done the way I learned to do it. I actually taught myself to do it. And again, it was frustrating, but I didn't use the wall only because it's like you look for that support. So if that support is not there, you continue to go back to the wall, and you'll never, like, eventually, you'll never get, how do you create that balance?
That balance, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. I can understand that.
I recommend people, I actually have a DVD coming out with a bunch of tutorials to the Tiger Bend push-up, the Scorpion push-up, doing your basic handstand. And in these tutorials, I'm teaching people how I taught myself.
Gotcha.
So they can learn it.
Interesting, interesting. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Hit Richardson about his other DVDs. Now, you have a special you're going to offer my listeners. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The 3 amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get 2 of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at Wise Choice Medicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know what it is, when we do what we do. If good girls get down on the floor, tell me how low will a bad girl go? She probably pick it up, drop it down real slow. Leave it at, or she's upside down on the floor.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking this hour with George Hit Richardson, known as the Calisthenic King, for building amazing physiques with nothing more than body weight. Before we talk about the DVD special that you have for my audience, we have a question from somebody on, a couple people on Facebook want to know about doing push-ups with their hand, one hand on a higher platform, like a 15-pound ball or even a platform of wood. So you have an offset push-up. One hand is higher than the other. You think this is an effective method of doing push-ups?
You mean like a one-arm push-up? I think it's very
well,
effective.
But it's not a one-arm push-up. This is a two-arm push-up where one hand is higher. Imagine your left hand is on a basketball and your right hand is on the ground, and you're doing a push-up in this offset fashion.
Right. I believe it's an effective push-up.
What about one-arm push-ups, like Jack Palance did back in the Oscars in the old days to prove that he was still strong at 70?
That push-up is very effective as well. I've actually turned that around, and I've done a one-arm Superman push-up. I still haven't seen anyone do it to this day.
What is a Superman push-up?
Okay, a Superman push-up is what Jack LaLanne used to do back in the day when your whole body is stretched straight out.
Ah, with your hands all the way up above your head.
Right. And I've taken it a step up, where I do actually one arm up, the other arm behind my back in that format.
Is that not just a method of planking?
Not really, not at all. It's actually a push-up.
No, I understand, but is it really a push-up? You're really just going from having your body be flaccid to being rigid. You know what I'm saying?
In a sense, but if you perform it right, you can feel it the same place that you feel doing actual push-ups in the same muscles.
Gotcha.
It's a very intense exercise.
Is that an advanced move? Is that something that's going to take a while for people to learn how to do?
Well, again, it depends on the individual. It is an advanced move, but a lot of guys like to, you know, go for the gusto and try the advanced moves. They like to learn that because it really works for your muscles.
What do you think the most difficult move was for you to learn in your repertoire of calisthenics that you teach?
The most difficult was I think it was the moves that I made up, the twist that I add to things, because the human flag wasn't really hard for me to learn, because holding a basic, well, a static position human flag, it takes a lot of core strength. People think it's your arms, but it's actually your core.
Yeah, yeah. I got to believe the oblique muscle that is at the top of the body, when, you know, the body it has to be doing all the work keeping your body rigid.
Right. Now, the most difficult move for me to do was I actually turned it around. Say, for example, imagine hanging from a pull-up bar and doing straight leg raises where you're working your lower abs and you're just hanging.
Right, right.
Now, picture me in that position horizontal doing that same exact exercise. I actually do that on my DVD.
Wow.
Where I'm in the human flag, and I think that was the hardest for me to learn. It took me a very long time to learn that.
Yeah, I could see that. That's a very difficult movement. I have to believe that these types of movements are probably very effective for people who have neurological diseases like Parkinson's disease and multiple sclerosis. Have you worked with anybody like that?
No, I haven't, but I look forward to working with people like that. I haven't as of yet.
I have to believe that these types of multiple muscle activation, static hold type movements are really powerful for causing collateral changes in the nervous system and new inroads with new nerves. It's just my belief from what I understand about the neurological design. But I have to believe that you would have great success working with people who have those types of motor mechanical diseases. All right, let's talk about the special offer that you have for my listeners. You currently have 6 DVDs available, correct?
Yes, I do. I currently have 6 DVDs that are out. What I'm going to do for your listeners, exclusively for your listeners, is the special offer. This is a steal, not a deal. It's a steal.
Okay.
I'm going to offer them, if you purchase my Power Pack DVD set.
Which is normally what?
Which is normally $41.99, the price of actually 2 of my DVDs. In the Power Pack set is actually 3 DVDs. Each individual DVD costs $20.99, but if you buy the Power Pack set, which is $41.99, it's 3 DVDs in there, and you place that order for the Power Pack, you'll receive the other 3 DVDs free.
Absolutely free.
Absolutely free.
So you get all 6 DVDs for the price of 3.
So, right, you get all 6 DVDs actually for the price of 2, because when you go to my website, you'll see that each individual DVD costs $20.99. So you're getting 6 DVDs for the price of 2.
That's a score. That's really, really good. Now, where do people go to get this, and how do they take advantage of this special offer?
Okay, go to calisthenicskings.
K-I-N-G-Z.
.net, and you click on store. You'll see all my DVDs, and you'll see the Power Pack set. When you offer that when you order that Power Pack set, exclusively for your listeners, when you order that Power Pack set, you'll get all 6 DVDs free. Now, I'm going to do this from this very moment until June 8th, which is a week from today.
Excellent. So people have plenty of time to take advantage of this. And, you know, we've talked about changing things up. I'm not suggesting that people should just exclusively start doing calisthenics. I think you got to have a variety of exercise routines available to you. But you know what? I'm going to start using calisthenics more. Well, even if it's just basic basic push-ups, I want to learn how to do a handstand push-up. I got to be honest with you. I really want to learn how to do this. It just looks so cool to be able to, like, you know, back in the day when I was a kid, I grew up in Bed-Stuy. I know you're from the Bronx, right?
Right.
Okay, so I grew up in Bed-Stuy. So back in the day when I was a kid, I remember when breakdancing first started, there used to be guys out in front of my school. I went to school downtown Brooklyn on J Street in Tillery. And I remember when the guys were breakdancing and they first started doing that handstand spin, I was like, oh, man, what an amazing example of physical strength. So
right.
I've always wanted to be able to get up on my hands like that. And I think I'm going to try learning how to do a handstand push-up. I'm going to wear a helmet, So when I come crashing down, I don't do any brain damage the first few times. But I'm going to learn. I really do. I want to learn how to do it. I may have to start using the wall, George. I'm sorry. I'm old. I'm 53. I'm an old dude. I got to be careful. You know what I mean?
No problem. Yeah. I mean, you can do it. I know you can do it.
I'm going to try. Now, when people go to your website and go to the store and order the Power Pack, do they have to use a special coupon code, or have you changed it so that it's set up right there? They just go and click that and order it.
It's set up right there. So when they go to click on, you know, when they go to the store, they'll see the Power Pack set, and they can order the Power Pack set. Again, I'm going to do the deal for a week from now until June 8th, which is next week, Wednesday.
Okay.
So each order that comes in specifically for the Power Pack is going to get the 6-DVD deal.
Excellent, excellent. And you know I'm going to order it, right? So that's for sure. I got to start out at the beginning level. Listen, we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the show. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. You know why you're listening? Because you're intelligent. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today, or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Thank you. those around me long, it's been me, death becomes me.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Hey, you pale and sick of charge.
My guest this hour is George Richardson, but you know him by Hit. He's been featured on national TV shows because of his amazing ability to build an unbelievable physique using nothing more than body weight exercises. And he has offered my audience a unique opportunity to get all six of his DVDs for the price of three. Go to calisthenickings.net and click the button that says store and look for the power pack. And even though it says there's three DVDs, you will get all six for the price of three. Fantastic offer. So what's the next chapter for Calisthenic Kings? What are you guys up to? What's new?
Oh, we have a lot going on. We're actually, this is fitness, and we're trying to turn it into a sport. We've inspired so many people worldwide. I mean, you can visit our YouTube page and see our videos, look at our overviews, you know, our followers. You can also follow us on Facebook as well. I mean, we're turning this into a sport. We want to use it as a tool to help fight childhood obesity because that's a really big epidemic. You know, young kids can't go into the gym, of course.
I like that idea. You know why? Because if you can inspire a kid, kids want to do things that are cool. Kids think cigarette smoking is cool. That's why they smoke cigarettes. Let's face it. Nobody goes, wow, I'd like to learn how to choke on smoke. No, they see people that they think are quote-unquote cool. So they want to do things that are cool. Kids will do stupid stuff to be cool.
Right.
Well, this is a great idea. I'd like to see a kid learn how to do the, what is it called again? The praying mantis? The handstand push-up? What is it called?
Oh, the tiger bend?
The tiger bend, man. I'd like to see a kid learn how to do that. That's an awesome exercise. The adults will be going, wow, you are so cool.
It's amazing because I go into a regular park and I work out. And if it's a bunch of kids there, you'll actually see in some of the footage on my DVD, like a bunch of kids surrounding, looking and standing there in amazement at what I'm doing. And that's kind of where I got the idea. Like, you know, kids are so drawn to the fancy stuff that I do. You know, it's entertaining to them.
It's superhero stuff.
Yeah, that's what they look at it as, like, wow, this guy is superhuman. So, you know, I use that as a tool to teach them the basics, and this can definitely assist in fighting childhood obesity, type 2 diabetes from kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, now, isn't it true, George, that's how you got started? You went to a park and you saw a dude doing this sort of stuff. He wasn't doing the exotic things you're doing, but he was doing calisthenics, wasn't he?
Yeah, a friend of mine was doing, you know, basic exercise. I loved the way his physique was, you know, the way it looked from just doing this type of exercise, and that's what kind of inspired me to actually start the basics, and that's where I started at.
What about intermittent? You know, I read a study many, many years ago that doing 10 minutes of cardio three times a day was more effective than doing 30 minutes of cardio in one session at increasing metabolic rate. The beauty of calisthenics is you can bust a move wherever you want, right? You could be in an elevator and drop to the floor if nobody's there and bust out some 20 or 30 push-ups on the ride from the 13th to the first floor. So
right.
What about adapting where you're doing calisthenics a few times a day? Do you think that the progress in repartitioning and redesigning the body is more effective?
I think it is. I think you can do short bursts, 10 to 15 minutes of short burst of calisthenic exercise, and you'll get better results as opposed to doing a full routine in the gym.
There's research that shows that if you exercise for as little as 15 minutes right before a meal, what your body does with those nutrients is different than if you were sedentary and not exercised right before that meal. So this is a great thing. Get down on the floor, bust out some push-ups, maybe grab a door frame, bust out some pull-ups, do some calisthenics, then sit down and eat your meal.
It is.
Because then you're turning every meal into a post-workout meal.
Right. And the beauty of this is it's for any and everybody. It's not, you know, targeted towards just men. I mean, again, my partner, I love her to death, because she's a female, she's inspired women all over the world. You'll see her on the DVDs. Women buy my DVDs. They've learned. They train with my DVDs because she's an inspiration to women. I mean, you can do, anyone can do this. Anyone can do it. Just use that formula. My 4D formula is very effective. Drive, discipline, dedication, determination. And you can actually apply those to any aspect of your life.
You know what I just thought of, too? My beautiful daughter, Sydney, one time was saying to me that she wanted to exercise more, right? But what do kids do on Saturday morning? They watch cartoons, right?
Right.
So I told her, Sid, you can watch cartoons in the morning, but during the commercials, instead of sitting and watching the commercials, do, because she was a figure skater back then, so used to do a move called shoot the duck, which is basically a pistol squat on skates.
Right.
And so I said, practice your shoot the duck on one leg. Tether yourself on the table, go up and down, and do one leg at a time, switch legs, and do that through the whole commercial break. Usually they're 2-minute commercial breaks. I says, if you do that every TV show you watch, you're burning calories and getting stronger while you're watching TV. People can do calisthenics during the commercial breaks. They want to sit and watch a television show, fine. Then make a commitment that for the entire commercial break, instead of watching this stuff, get down on the floor, do some push-ups. When the show comes back, get back in your chair and watch the show. I like that.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
That's called active television.
Very effective.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's give the website one more time. We're coming to the end of the interview. George Hit Richardson, his website is calisthenics, C-A-L-I-S-T-H-E-N-I-C-S, Kings, KINGZ.net. Go to the store, click the Power Pack, and Superhuman Radio listeners have from now to June 8th, I guess midnight of June 8th, George? The whole day of June 8th, they have to get there by June 8th, right?
Yeah, they have to get there by June 8th. I'm doing it from today, right this second, until June 8th,
okay,
which is a week from today.
Okay.
You order our Power Pack DVD set, and you will get all 6 DVDs. They'll learn from the DVDs. They'll love it. It's going to definitely help change their life as far as fitness and everything, overall dieting and so on. They'll learn a lot from our DVDs.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Listen, George, I want to thank you for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I got to have a brother from the Bronx on every now and then anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. All right. Listen, take care, George.
All right. You too.
All right. So there you go. Another episode of Superhuman Radio has been completed. Hope you learned something today. I want to thank Brooks Kubik for coming on and talking about strengthening ligaments and tendons. Some great advice there for different exercises to do. Visit his website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. And I want to thank George Hit Richardson for coming on. He is the calisthenic king. Guy's got an amazing physique. He's done it all with bodyweight exercises. Check him out. Go to calisthenic kings, KINGZ.net. And if you are convinced when you see his physique that you want to add some of these techniques to your routines, buy his Power Pack DVD. There's a special offer to Superhuman Radio listeners. Order it before the midnight June 8th and get all 6 DVDs for the price of 3. All right, we'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling of...